Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, have you seen this? This is China's social credit system, which ranks citizens. This is by Business Insider. And what it does is it punishes them with throttled internet speeds and flight bans if the Communist Party deems their citizenry untrustworthy. Now, I know people will say that that's never going to happen in America. I'm here to tell you it's already happening in America. Our outlets being censored across the country illegally by your government. Yep. So they're already doing it. Are they suppressing information that goes against the flow? Yep. Are they trying to create laws to incriminate people that are obeying the laws? Yep. It's already happening here in America as well. I know that we're seeing soft tyranny right now, but folks, you need to understand behind soft tyranny is tyranny. No matter how you want to spell it out, no matter how you want to say it, it's not an issue of semantics. It's already in play. And again, the resolve always falls back to the responsibility of the American people in putting a stop to it. Okay? But I wanted to let you know, folks, that this is in play. This is the Business Insider telling you of a Chinese social credit system, which they're already playing out here in America, which ranks citizens and punishes them. As a matter of fact, in many ways, it's worse in America. What are you talking about? Well, look at the DHS. Who have they rendered? Who have they defined as being the domestic terrorists in America? The American people. This is coming from an unconstitutional agency that was created after September 11th. And they got away with it because the people didn't know history as to understand as to who is responsible for the two towers falling in the first place. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it'll always come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Who's profited from September 11th more than your government? Nobody has. Nobody has. Okay? And I want to make clear that you understand this because I know that some time ago, probably about 3 years ago, I had a conversation with the CEO. And I had told him what was going on with the illegalities of big tech companies censoring free speech. And I remember him telling me, well, that it's their websites. It's their platforms. They can do whatever they want. I said, oh, really? No, I said, they don't have a right to be subversive against the country in which they operate. As a matter of fact, they don't have a lawful right in doing so. But I know people think that they have a right to do it. No, God never gave us the right to do the wrong thing. Ask Charles D. Montesquieu. But what I want you to understand here, friends, is I said to the CEO, I said, well, what happens when the phone companies don't like what you have to say? And all of a sudden they shut your phones off. What about the credit card companies in America that are already saying, you know what, we're not going to extend credit if someone wants to buy a gun? or ammunition. That's already in play. That needs to stop. That's illegal in America. If they don't like it, then they can leave. And they can go to a socialist, communistic country of their choice. And we'll get them a one-way ticket in the process of doing so. What happens when the electric companies don't like what I have to say, I said to the CEO? Of course, crickets. No response. Why? Because most people don't think these things through. Now, I want to say this. For those that think it's okay for big tech companies to go ahead and illegally censor free speech, I'm talking about free, lawful speech. I'm not talking about subversive speech, which entails licentiousness, where it's an excessive license to break the law. Nope, that's subversive to American government. I'm talking about lawful, free speech. Again, God gave us the right to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. What happens if this continuously goes forward? Well, I'll tell you what, friends, it is going to go forward because the people don't understand that the Chinese are also calling for a new world order, just like the Russians are calling for a new world order, just like the very people that are responsible for it, where this was actually conceived, was in America. I know it started from Europe, I get all that stuff, but it was taken on in a big way under the Bushes. And we heard George Bush call for a new world order over 202 times in public from the presidential bully pulpit. I want to show you something on social media platforms. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of that page. You'll see us right there. I'm going to show you something. I know that there's 160 affiliates right now playing our show across the country. And thank you for making us the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. You can see the gauge on that page. But I'm talking about those that are at home that can go online and they want to view, they want to watch the show. Morning show, afternoon show, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page. You will find us there and or beforeitsnews.com. And P.S., if you want to call in, stick to the topic. We're going to cover many today. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let me go back to the point that I was just making. Your government is already doing this in this country, and it is illegal from start to finish. They're trying to punish and reward those that go along with their narrative. If you stand against their narrative and you obey the laws of the Constitution, which are premised on common law, the Word of God, the Torah, namely, then you pose a threat to their global order. Okay? But if you go along with their narrative, friends, that most say that they don't believe, hypocrites, you're okay. You're going to have a good credit score. What's going to happen if you give it a pass now concerning illegal censorship and then it does go to your phones? By the way, they're already trying to. Many phone companies right now are trying to fine individuals for texting things that don't line up with the narrative. Are you paying attention, America? I'm talking about what's happening here in America, not in a third world country. What happens when I need to go get groceries or I need to pay bills and they come up with this cashless society that they're already in the works of creating? Don't go there, Americans, because the minute you go cashless, listen to me carefully, and if I can say one thing with my hands as high as I can put them in a way that I never have before, if you let them go with a cashless society, which they are pushing to, which they are by force trying to corral the American people into, which other countries are taking on right now, let me say it this way, you're done. Because everything is online now, and then they will have every control that they desired over your life. Look at this. Card decline. Please delete all tweets that violate your bank's hate speech policies to process payments. Americans, this is coming unless you, Americans, individually and corporately, put a lawful stop and bring justice upon the heads of those that are responsible for upending who you are as a people and giving it over onto a people that are not who we are as a people, a foreign people. That is a part of judgment as well. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, folks, we got a lot of things coming up in the next couple weeks, or actually the next couple months, and we just wanted to let you know that if you'd like to find out where we're going to be at, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to the schedule there. And what you're going to find is we're going to be at a high school in Otsego, Minnesota on April 9th. We're going to be at a Baptist church in Arkansas on May 1st. We're going to be in Monticello, Minnesota, on April 24th. We are going to be in Arkansas again, Norfolk, on April 30th. We are going to be at River Valley City Elders on May 2nd. And on May 24th, we're going to be at an Encounter Church. We also have another date that we just got in Florida. And that will be on the 24th of May as well. May 24th, that will be in Pensacola, Florida. We just got picked up on that date as well. So, again, there's much happening. If you're going to be in these areas, please take the time, folks. If we're going to come that far to see you, come and see us. Love us or hate us, come out. At least give us the benefit of the doubt. And you're probably going to find out the only thing that you love more than you hate is the truth. And hopefully that is the end of our faith, even receiving the end of your salvation, which is our prayer. Cool? So with that, we're going to get to it here because, again, we've got much to cover. I was just highlighting the fact that they are right now trying to push a cashless society in a big way. If you look at the Chinese model concerning the social credit system there, it's exactly what they're implementing here. I'm going to bring up the Chinese after a while, okay? Don't let me forget that. I need to bring the Chinese up after a while because you need to understand, again, what is happening, because a lot of times the American people, again, those that say they don't believe the media, 94% of you, you believe the media because you believe that we're at odds with China. You believe we're at odds with Russia. No, we are not. We are the ones that conceived this whole idea of a global order, and they are being used, just like pro wrestling, friends, putting them up as some sort of nemesis aimed at each other, when in fact the only thing that they're doing is controlling the opposition by creating and leading that opposition. That's what's behind all of this. Just like when you listen to the propagandist during the break on the show, which has nothing to do with us, that is a said conservative feed. That's all corporate bought and paid for. It's all sponsored by corporations. If people would stop and think about everything that they're listening, all of that propaganda narrative is all bought and paid for, and it works for their fascist buddies and corruption within the system of government. In 94% of it, again, folks, it's just untrue information. That's why we call it propaganda. Put it up against Micah 6:16 when you get a moment as well. Now, I want to show you this. If you have not seen this, I need to highlight this, because what I want to highlight is what's interesting is over the last couple days here, and we've been dealing with this all winter. We had one snowfall that was legitimate, and we've seen when that did take place, there was no chemtrails that were being sprayed down by your government. And this is happening on a worldwide basis. It's not just happening in America, but what they're doing is they're creating a drought. Now, this is common knowledge. It's in the congressional record. I've had pilots that work for Delta that used to be F-16 pilots in the Air Force, that when we were on a plane to Nashville, I'd ask the question, plain stupid. I wanted to see what he had to say, my military buddy, my pilot buddy. I said, what is that? Because I seen orange chemtrails coming out of a plane a couple miles across from us, this at about 35,000 feet. And he looked at me with this bewildered look in his face, and he said, I can tell you this right now, that is not contrail. I said, I know it's not contrail. I said, this stuff has been going on for a long time in this country, and the American people need to understand what's going on. They're creating drought. Again, what they're doing is they're actually dropping down chemicals upon the people, and the mainstream media is actually acknowledging this. They have been for some time, and I want you to listen to this, because, and again, in America, what we're seeing is we're seeing drought being created in many areas of the country. Case in point, let me add this to this before I play this video as well. Just talked to a local farmer out where the studios are at, and I asked him, I said, so what do you feel about what's going on here with the weather? He said, well, I've never seen this before. We're talking about a 55-year-old man. I've talked to men that were 70, 80 years old. They say, we've never seen this before. And I said, that's all you have to do is look up to understand as to where this is coming from. Well, when I was talking to this local farmer last week, I said, are you guys concerned about what's going on? Because if you look at the soil, it's completely dry. The grass in Minnesota is almost white. I'm not kidding you. The ponds are drying up everywhere you look. You can see the lake levels down significantly. Well, the farmer said to me, yeah, the farmers in Minnesota are very concerned about what's going on because we're about 7 to 9 inches lower than we ever have been before. Well, folks, again, Deuteronomy 28:24 tells us in great specificity as to what we're dealing with in this country, and you can go ahead and ignore it and act as if it's a theory all that you want to, but the fact of the matter is there are now states that are actually banning chemtrails. I love this. Again, this goes back to, oh, Bradley, that's a conspiracy theory. And again, I'm here to tell you all the theories that you told me were theories have come true now because they were conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9. And give me some new ones. And I'm telling you what, there's plenty on the horizon, and this is one of those. And I want you to check this out really quick. Again, this is pretty crazy, but this is the mainstream media acknowledging this, and I want you to go ahead and watch this for yourself and decide for yourself as to what, in fact, is being reported again by the mainstream media today.
Could a strange substance found by a Southwest Arkansas man be part of a government test? Well, that's the question at the heart of a phenomenon called chemtrails, now getting widespread attention. Well, tonight, Bay Play News 12 investigation reporter Jeff Barrett.
That was a conspiracy theory, folks.
We had done about what's in our skies.
It seemed like some mornings it was just crisscrossing the whole sky. It was just like a giant checkerboard.
Bill Nichols snapped several photos of the strange clouds from his home in Stamps, Arkansas. They begin as normal contrails from a jet engine, but do not fade away like a normal contrail. Soon after, he saw particles in the air.
You know, because we'd see it drop to the ground in a haze.
Nichols then noticed the material collecting on the ground.
This is water and stuff that I collected in bowls. I had it set out in my backyard on my dad's pickup truck.
KSLA News 12 had the sample.
You can see the medical particles at the bottom of his glass of water.
6.8 parts per million, more than three times the toxic level set by the EPA.
Armed with these lab results about the high levels of barium found in our sample, we decided to contact the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality. They told us that, yes, these levels are very unusual. But at the same time, they added the caveat that proving the source is a whole other matter.
Barium is a hallmark of other chemtrail testing, which even attracted attention from a Los Angeles TV station. There's already no shortage of unclassified weather modification programs by the government. But those who fear chemtrails could be secret biological or chemical testing on the public point to the 1977 Senate hearings in particular, which confirmed 239 populated areas had been contaminated with biological agents.
So it's the military spraying this down.
Later, the 1994 Rockefeller Report concluded hundreds of thousands of military personnel were
U.S. admits chemtrails.
Biological experiments over the last 60 years. But could secret testing be underway yet again?
I'd rather it be something inert and benign, you know, something that's, you know, not causing any damage. But
oh, it's causing damage.
I'd like to know what it is.
Okay, so I'm just going to show you that because many of my listeners and viewers have seen this already. And I want you to see exactly how the people across the country are responding. We know that this has been going on where the government military has been using chemtrail and spraying chemicals down as they use the American people as the guinea pigs. You're paying for this as well. But states across the United States now are responding to this. And, like, for example, this is brand new information. This is April 1st, just 5 days ago, where the Tennessee lawmakers give final approval to chemtrails ban. It's a bill. And again, I want you to see this just so you can understand. This also happened recently out on the East Coast. And I'm guessing it was New Hampshire. I could stand corrected on that. But the fact of the matter is it is making its way. Tennessee passes chemtrail. This is foreign news. Tennessee passes chemtrail bill banning airborne chemicals. Okay, so again, folks, this is your government. And I can tell you pretty much concerning the pestilence that they're spraying down on you, they're getting you sick, so you have to go to their corporate buddies in big pharma and or the medical industry concerning Western medicine. And I'm talking about America right now. I know I'm preaching into 53 countries, but folks, you better pay attention to what's going on, because I know as far out as that seems to many people, that's how they think, because they trust that you're not going to believe that they're guilty of the crimes that they're being accused of, when in fact it's all coming to the light now. Just do a search. Tennessee lawmakers ban geoengineering. The mainstream media is now doing this, folks. Okay? Just wanted to see that myself.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. news update.
Shake, rattle, and roll. Aftershocks still being felt after that rare 4.8 magnitude earthquake hitting the northeast, the epicenter in the town of Lebanon, New Jersey, that's about 50 miles away from New York City. For a period of time on Friday, ground stops at the New York area airports, including Newark, New Jersey, LaGuardia, and JFK, as runways were inspected for cracks. Dave Collins has more.
The U.S. Geological Survey confirms a 4.8 magnitude earthquake occurred. Social media posts started popping up from folks feeling the shake from New York City to Long Island, upstate New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia.
Turning now to sports, the Final Four semifinal games tonight in Glendale, Arizona. First up, the game between Purdue and NC State at 6:09 Eastern, and then number one UConn and number four Alabama play at 8:49 p.m. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I wanted to show this to you really quick because I brought this up yesterday, and this comes as no surprise to me whatsoever. Deuteronomy 28, verse 50. We know that there has been an illegal invasion taking place in this country, allured in by mayors and governors and the federal government, which is an act of treason, Article 3, Section 3. Also look at 1324, 8 U.S.C. Code. It's federal law, and they can get in big trouble for that as individuals, but the people need to hold them accountable individually because they don't have a right to break the law. They're breaking their oath. Chapter 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23, verse 23. Check it out when you get a moment. But what's happening, friends, I'm speaking of the illegals that are being allured into America. We've already seen them attack our military. We've already seen them because this is Joe Biden working with the Mexican drug cartel. This is common knowledge, okay? This is your said president, friends, that you're going to sleep tonight entrusting him to make sure that you wake up tomorrow. That's not a good place to put yourself. That's ignorance. It really truly is. But I know that many of the people in this country have been led to believe that somehow or another we gotta wait until his criminal tenure is up before we can vote him out, as if to suggest your vote has anything to do with what's going on and Joe Biden being in office in the first place. No, it's called voter fraud. Okay, we already know that. Okay, but the fact of the matter is we know who's responsible for these women, listen carefully, that are getting punched by strangers in New York City. These are the illegals that federal and state governments have allured into your country. We've known and we've seen videos because I've played them where the illegals are attacking our police officers. They're starting to commit acts of pedophilia against children. We're noticing that they're embracing and emboldened to murder after they rape. This is happening right now. And Americans, I just want to say this because your blood is off my hands. I have been blowing this trumpet for decades that this was coming. When you allow a federal and a state government to allure illegals into your country, what do you think those illegals are going to do when they get to this country? Well, they're going to do what I'm going to show you right now. They're going to go ahead and walk by women in New York City, and they're just going to smack them, okay? Look at this.
We just walking, and a man came up and punched me in the face. Oh, my God. It hurts so bad. I can't even talk. Literally, I fell to the ground, and now this giant goose egg is forming.
That's right.
Oh, my God. So crazy.
She doesn't even know how to respond. I would ask, what is the population in New York? 8 to 9 million people? I'm just curious. Where are the men? I am embarrassed. They've been effeminized. Where are the men? You know, do you know that there's laws in the books where we're supposed to, if we see our brother in need, we are to lawfully help him because we love, doing unto others as we'd have them do unto us, by enforcing the law against the one that's committing a crime against an innocent person? Nope. Americans have been taught, you know what, just go ahead, turn your head, just ignore it. It's not us. Oh, it's going to be you sooner or later. Sooner or later, it's going to be you. Where are the men? And I don't care if you're one of those that call yourselves a man, or you call yourself one that needs to be called a man and you do nothing in the face of what's going on here. This should enrage everybody as to what I'm highlighting right now. In New York, they are strangers, say they. Strangers are, in fact, smacking your women. They're calling them strangers. They're illegals, is what they are.
Just got back from the emergency room after getting punched in the face. They confirmed they do have a concussion from being hit so hard, which is honestly insane, but also kind of just validating for the way that I feel right now. So we officially have a concussion, a black eye, and a chipped tooth. It's minimal, but it's definitely there. I think I, like, bit down so hard when I got hit. That he chipped my tooth. So many of you have sent me DMs sharing your own story.
Okay, then she starts to talk about how she received the sympathy from people, but she doesn't need sympathy. She needs justice. That's what she needs. This is incredible. Foreigners coming in, committing crimes against our women, and the men do nothing.
I was assaulted in New York City. You can kind of see here.
Here, I want to show you another one here. I'm just trying to be careful so that they don't use expletives in the process of doing so. Here's another one, a woman that was abused by a stranger in New York.
So last week I was assaulted in New York City, as you can kind of see here with my black eye. If you know me, you know that this isn't really something I would typically publicly talk about, but I just feel like this is something that women need to be more aware of. I was on my way to work, and it was probably 10 a.m., and as I was crossing the street, a man looked at me and within a split second pointed two fingers at me in a gun symbol and then slammed a bag, plastic bag, full of God knows what down on my face from about a foot away, and I fell into the ground.
Okay, so again, that's another one. I could play videos all day long.
I literally got punched by a son.
Okay, so here, let me...
I literally just got punched by a son, man. He goes, sorry, and then punches me in the head. Holy fuck.
Well, I'm glad she thinks it's funny, but she somehow or another thinks it's funny. But the fact of the matter is they've already been found to be murdering innocent Americans. That's not going to happen on my watch. You can go ahead and say whatever you want to say, folks. But if you want to sit back and watch this system of injustice, committing the act of treason, alluring these people in to assault you, and you're going to stand back and you tolerate it, and you're going to get exactly what you're asking for in every sense of the word. And it's happening, just like I told you it would happen. And where did I get that information? Well, I got that from the Word of God. Of course it's going to happen. See, it's cruelty to the innocent when you show mercy to the wicked. It truly is. Adam Smith said that. He's exactly right. It's cruelty to the innocent when you show mercy to the wicked. Guess what's going to happen when you just overlook injustice? It's going to happen again. And it's going to happen again. You're going to encourage them. When I say it's adding strength to tyranny, that is exactly what tolerance and apathy from the American people are breeding. They're adding strength to more tyranny. And again, this is information you just cannot make up. But here we are, and we're having to deal with it. I want to show you this really quick, and then I'm trying to hold off some of the information until the next hour. I've got you for 2 hours. Let me go ahead and cover this really quick so I can erase this information just to keep you abreast as to what's going on, because rest assured, in the next 5 to 10 years, they're going to go ahead and pull another one concerning some pandemic, or, you know, a plandemic. They're going to create another crisis, and so they can profit from the death of the people like they have over the last one, to the equivalent of 17 million that has been tallied. Okay, I want you to see this. CDC just issued a study on myocarditis after COVID shots, and every single word. This is how emboldened the CDC, who was supposed to be under investigation in 2015, and that was left off by Congress because they were bought and paid for, and they profited from it by buying stock. Just ask Marjorie Taylor Greene, Rand Paul and wife, and the list goes on. The people that have been put up to protect you were the ones that were actually, in many cases, the ones that were buying stock into Big Pharma, AstraZeneca. I'm talking about other Big Pharma outfits and companies that profited. In most people don't realize that when this happened in 2021, that many of these Big Pharma companies were actually, like Pfizer and the list goes on, were going out of business. So they needed somebody to, it's a good front for corruption to wield control over their opposition. And so what did they do? They just dwindled it down. By murdering off how many people? How many people, I got a question for you, friends. How many people have been held accountable for the pandemic? How emboldened have you made these people? You've only added, like I just said, strength to them to go ahead and do things like this. They redacted every single word. They don't feel accountable. There's no accountability whatsoever. CDC issues study on myocarditis after COVID shots, and every single word has been redacted. Every single word has been redacted.
But today...
I know a lot of people out there, and they deserve what they get. They don't understand that a guy like, for example, Tucker Carlson... He's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. The numbers that I've seen are 4 times over. They don't realize that he is CIA interconnected. All the major medias in the world are controlled by the CIA, said Dr. Udo Ulfka, who lost his life after he wrote a book, a year and a half after he wrote a book, exposing Mockingbird Media. The reason I'm saying that is because it's interesting that people, for some reason or another, just think Tucker Carlson is their buddy. No, he's not making the money that he's making because he's there fighting on the behalf of the people. He's there making sure that everybody stays in place during these times and they don't go beyond what he says or what he doesn't say. 1 Kings 13:33. 3.5 years later? We have Tucker Carlson coming out now, and during an interview, a man says that COVID vax killed more Americans than Vietnam. Of course it did. I mean, why is it that after the fact, then we see these talking heads that are put up as the good guy for the people come out and then acknowledge it after the fact? But where's the justice? There's been no justice. Not one person has been held accountable not even the father of the vaccine, has been held accountable for the crimes that they advocated for concerning the experimental jabs.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I don't mean to make fun of the sponsors that GCN has. These are GCN's, not ours. But, I mean, really? Hey, you guys, what are you doing today? Like anybody really talks like that? I mean, it's just, wow. Oh, that's business. Yeah, that's weird business to me. It's like I'd rather have some guy just talking to me the way he talks rather than trying to be something he's not. Because then there's a form of deception in that. And what he's trying to sell me, I don't trust the product because I don't trust him. Just my thoughts. Okay. So, going on to more of what is happening here. I was just highlighting the fact that Tucker Carlson, I'm not trying to put, just so everybody understands, I'm not trying to put down Tucker Carlson. The facts do that. The truth does that. Okay? And for anybody to suggest that Tucker Carlson has been given a free hand to broadcast and promulgate information that's going to take down the establishment, you've got to be out of your mind. He is put there to keep the establishment in place, just like Franklin Graham is concerning the church. And people don't understand that. And when I talk about 1 Kings 13:33, read the verse. It's the corrupt that put these people in place to keep them secure and fortified in the position that they are in as they continuously assail the people that they mean to control. That is exactly what I said. It's exactly the truth of the matter. Oh, people would just do a little study on history, they would understand. And I'm talking about the bad guys and how they've done it. Also, let me interject this to this conversation. You need to understand that when you look at dictators, they teach the people to love the dictator through the propagandists like a Joseph Goebbels. People loved Adolf Hitler. They didn't hate him. And those that did speak out against Adolf Hitler, they just killed him or they censored him. And that's what they're doing today in America. Dictators are loved by the people, not hated by the people. They're usually hated after they're loved, because once they get into power, they see what they're really about. And that's why it takes a little while for people to finally wake up. I mean, Benito Mussolini was a prime example of that. Just an absolute clown. I mean, I thought when Barack Hussein Obama was in office, I didn't think it could get any worse. I mean, how laughable. What a narcissistic clown. For anybody to believe a thing that he said, I have no idea. Oh, and then came Donald Trump. Then when Donald Trump got there, I just thought, okay, I stand corrected. I want to say this, too, for people watching right now, and this is the first time watching. For you, I want to say this out of respect for the truth in hopes that it might set you free, John 8:32. For you that are caught up into the two presidential options given to you by the mainstream media, mind you, that you say you don't believe in, namely Trump and Biden, you deserve exactly what you're getting. Don't say to me, you hate Donald Trump. No, I hate Donald Trump because Donald Trump's trying to destroy this country, and he's lying in the process of doing so. Okay? I hate the fact that he's a liar. I hate what God hates, Psalm 97. And when we're born of the Spirit, that's exactly what we're going to do. And it's not called Trump hating. It's called loving God's law and exposing the one that's doing the hating, namely Donald Trump. So you hate Trump. You must be responsible for Joe Biden. Are you that foolish? Are you that ignorant to actually believe that? Is that the only retort that you have in a conversation like this? Are you kidding me? I'm not stupid enough to vote for Trump or Biden due to the fact that there's over 1,000 other presidential contenders to pick from that we haven't heard a word from. See, because you haven't realized that Trump and Biden are two wings to the same bird. If you don't believe me, pay attention to the details, and you're going to find out much more of that in hour two. It's amazing. When you don't agree with the people's favorite idol, political idol, Acts 12:22, you must love the Clintons. Really? Is this how dumbed down you really have become? It really is. It really is. Folks, and again, I want to say this, especially for those new listeners and those that are watching us for the very first time. I want you to understand something. The majority of propaganda that's being pushed on you isn't coming from what they call the left. It's coming from those that call themselves the good guys, the right. And the Lord told us in Mark 8:15 to beware of the leaven, the wicked doctrines of corruption, the Herodians, in government. Okay, and also keep in mind, he also told us to beware of the leaven coming from the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites. You have to go right down the center of that, because if you don't, you're going to be as the blind following the blind, and you're going to end up in a ditch. And that's why this country is in trouble today, because there's too many people that haven't come to the realization that they're being lied to, and that the options that have been given to the American people or given unto them, they haven't come to the conclusion yet. They still haven't learned the lesson after how many decades in this country that the two that are given to them by the same powers that are tolerated. They're not at war with each other. They have the same jersey on. And I'm going to prove that second hour. Okay, so let's get back to this. I just highlighted the fact that Tucker Carlson is a CIA agent. And look at how many years later he's starting to come out now and expose some of the things that are going on here. I want you to check this out.
COVID-19 critical care alliance.
Okay, he said COVID vax killed more Americans than Vietnam.
The point is really not to...
See, why does Tucker feel safe to talk about it 3.5 years later?
Even to watch that.
Well, why is that, folks? And again, I propose the question to all of you listening to me, who's been held accountable for the crimes of the experimental jab? You know what's even crazier about all of this? Is the father of the vaccine, the leader of the coup on January 6th, said the mainstream media, Okay, the one that pushed the propaganda agenda, Operation Warp Drive, on the people, the one that's still out there telling the American people to go to the doctor and get the shot in face of all of the facts. I'm talking about Donald Trump, who called himself the father of the vaccine. Isn't it interesting? They're pushing him back. He's not under attack. You don't understand communistic tactics. People love an underdog. The more they attack him, the more wealth he's aggrandizing, the more he's accumulating. The man is a total loser. And the fact of the matter is people are pushing, they're allowing the mainstream media. They think, the people think that the mainstream media is attacking him. No, they're not attacking him. They're promoting him. The best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. When are you going to figure it out, Americans? Okay? I just highlighted the fact that COVID killed more Americans than Vietnam. This was an article. This was an interview, and I believe it caught Tucker off guard. Okay, a CIA operative. He's interconnected with the Bush regime. Remember, Daddy Bush was the head of the CIA, and his daddy, Prescott Bush, was indicted in 1942 for what? Illegally financing Hitler's war. Okay. Also wanted to highlight the fact that paramedics. I have a friend that's a paramedic, and he can. Verify and validate this headline. So many people are dying suddenly since the COVID jab rollout. I know. And it's interesting that when you go to the mainstream media and you look at the headlines as to how all of these people are dying, isn't it interesting? The cause of death unknown. When did you ever see that, friends, before the last 3.5 years? 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to show you a short video of a guy that was being interviewed by, again, a controlled operative, a useful idiot named Tucker Carlson. And this guy started to spew out the truth during the conversation, and it made Tucker very uncomfortable. Check this out.
Of COVID are profound. The most important lesson of COVID is that without understanding the game, we outfoxed them and their narrative collapsed. People are now aware the shots were very dangerous, that there were contributing factors like vitamin D that were important, that people who claim to be obsessed about their safety never bothered to tell them about. How did people get wise to this in light of the fact that this thing owns every major broadcast network, every newspaper? It happened on podcasts. As powerful as this force was, it wasn't especially smart. It did not especially understand us. It is now, I swear, looking for a rematch. What it's doing in Colorado with a new program to infect bats with dangerous human pathogens.
This is all man-made.
Like it wants a rematch on every front.
Hey, folks, I just say that next time they push the agenda like Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, David, Donald Trump, I say, you know what? You first. You first. Just had a guy, because I was confronting and exposing Luke 12:2, his political idol, Donald Trump, he says, he comes back with me. Is this all you have, guy, by the way? He says to me, Luke, or 1 Corinthians 11:14, does not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it's a shame unto him? Well, you forgot to read verse 16, number one. And number two, why did Jesus have long hair? Why did Jesus have long hair? Because it was the custom of the day. Better luck next time, guy. We'll be right back. Hour two coming up. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.